It was a buildup of continuous abuse. And I've got to make the decision. Do I want to be a statistic or do I want to be there for my girls?
What's Your Story is a Heartlines initiative that gets people to understand each other better through sharing their stories.
So for me, in 2009, when it was a buildup of abuse, continuous abuse, and eventually it got to a point one evening where my ex-husband choked me in my sleep, and that was the turning point for me. I've got to make the decision. Do I want to be a statistic or do I want to be there for my girls? So when all of that happened that evening, I had to make up my mind. And the next morning when he left to go to his friends, I basically just packed a bag. I told the girls to pack their bags and we left. I went to stay with a friend of mine for a short period, and she understood what I went through as she went through that as well. 2 weeks after leaving my ex, we were in a car accident. My car was right off. Me and my two daughters was involved in the accident, and I questioned God. I really did, because I left, Lord, because of everything I went through, and now this happened. And looking back now, obviously I realize that that was all part of the enemy's plan. My ex-husband obviously didn't leave it at that. He kept pursuing, trying to find us, and wherever I stayed he would come and make trouble. Eventually I ended up in a shelter, and we stayed in the shelter, which was supposed to be 3 months. We ended up staying there for 4 years. It was a very trying period. I never thought that I would end up in a shelter. And even in the time that I was there, I could see God's hand was still over me, even though I had questions, a lot of questions. And I realized that it was obviously his love for me that kept me. And I know it was difficult. We had trying times even in the shelter, lots of challenges. I had lots of challenges with my girls as well, because obviously it was new to them, for them as well. Looking back now, when I look at staying in the shelter, while I was there, God actually allowed me to be able to start studying, not having matric, but being able to enroll in UWC, doing my degree in theology. I have done 4 years. I've got my final year still to do. And that was just grace, because even without having funds to be able to study, the Lord just made a way where I could get a student loan. And the way I got it was also just God. I didn't need to pay for my registration. They covered all of that. And while I was in the shelter studying, I literally had to study with a candlelight, because they weren't sponsored, so there wasn't finance to pay for electricity. So the electricity was cut, and for 10 months we had no electricity. And in that period I had to do exams and stuff, so I studied with a candle. And even through that, God's grace, I was called in by UWC, the Golden Key nomination committee, and they said to me that I've been nominated to get Golden Key, because they select 15% of the top achievers, and I made top achievers. And to me, being able to do that even while studying with a candle, that was just God's grace. Even in the story of hopelessness, at the end there was hope. And that is what pushed me, the hope that God is there, that even when I felt that I couldn't feel his presence anymore, even when I felt that God has even given up on my situation, he was there. And that, just that little bit of hope that I pushed, keep on tapping into, is what made me be able to get out, and also to be able to start my studies and do something for me. And today I can truly say God's grace has been amazing. I mean, I still have a lot of challenges, but I can daily say, Lord, you've brought me through that. You can bring me through anything that I'm going through.
Starting off with where my mom decided to pack us up and leave my dad. For me, I was excited, because when my dad was abusive to my mom, I witnessed one of the occasions, and I just looked at it and I was like, this is not for us. Yes, we knew you were always talking about him abusing you, but we never saw it until he started doing it in front of us, not caring if we see or not. And then I just looked at her, and she could see in my face the disappointment in my dad, and the look I gave her was, let's just leave. She eventually left him. I was in high school at the time. My sister was doing a matric that time. I was still living with my parents, and my mom packed us up and we left one Sunday, threw everything we had into the car, and we left to my mom's friend. We were staying at my mom's friend for a while, and then the car accident happened. Myself and my baby sister was in the car. I was sitting in front. I went through the windscreen and my mom pulled me back into the car, and all I could think at that time is my sister okay? Is my mom okay? And then I just thought, wouldn't life be easier if we just had to die that moment, because of everything my dad has put us through and everything we know, where we could invite friends over and have our friends come over to the house and our cousins, and now we are the family that has just became a statistic. We became children from a broken home. I feel that what we went through, I would never wish on my worst enemy, but I thank God for what he put us through, because he has made us stronger as a family. Today still, I don't talk to my daddy. It's been almost 2 years that I don't speak to my dad, but I still pray for him. I still wish the best for him, and I still wish that God can restore him and his anger that he has towards my sisters, myself, and my mommy, and his anger that he has towards life itself. I hope that God can restore him and put love in his heart again, because he wasn't always like this. He wasn't always like this. He had also bad steps in his life that made him the person he is today, or brought him to where he is today. But I still pray for him. I still pray for him that he betters himself and he finds God.
At the time of moving out and the whole divorce, I was just done with matric. So I actually literally took myself out of the situation because I was doing my matric here. I felt very disappointed in my father, because for me growing up, I know he wasn't always the way he was. And many times I think about it a lot, actually, that I don't want my boys to grow up and, you know, have that generational curse of one bloodline running down to the next bloodline. So I do pray for them a lot, and my mom always tells me to cover them and to pray and to break all strongholds of the past over their lives. So I do that a lot. Looking back now, we've learned a lot. I've learned a lot. Helping others, it's a great thing to do, to help others, because you should always humble yourself and not think that you cannot be in that situation, because God takes you through things and anybody can go through any situation. So coming through that makes you understand when people speak to you, and makes you understand these situations, and makes you try and put yourself in these situations, in the shoes, and not just look at things from your perspective but from their perspective as well. Me, firstly, I feel very proud that she's achieved so much in so little time. Reason being, I know of a lot of people that wouldn't be able to go through what we went through and pull off studying. A lot of her good points has passed on to each of us, so we are proud of her. Very, very proud for everything she's achieved thus far, and for raising us alone as mother and father.
For me, it has been tough, because if I think about it, yes, my daddy had his good points, but I don't remember it. I remember just the bad points, literally just the bad points. So for me, it's like, I don't know what it is to have a fatherly figure. I just know what it is to have a mother, and that has to play a mother role and a father role. So 2009 for me was really a rough patch, because I literally don't remember it. The car accident, I just remember so blurry, and the rest of the year, I don't remember. What I do remember is when I had to go into hospital, because it affected me so bad that it affected my schooling. So my mom had to book me into Crescent Clinic, where they picked up that I have an eating disorder, which I didn't even know of. It actually just saddens it's me, like, I still feel like I don't know what it is to have a fatherly figure in my life. I just know what it is to have a mother in my life, and she has to play the father role too. And then I have my two sisters that has to be my friends as well at times, because it's not that I always have friends, because I push them away. I'm also very proud of my mom. It's not a lot of people that can say it. Yes, they made it, that they had to push themselves to get where they want to be and achieve the things that they want to actually achieve in life. So yeah, I'm really proud of her, and she is my role model at the end of the day.
That's our story. What's your story?
Thank you for listening. For more information or to share your story, visit our website on www.whatsyourstory.org.za.